This podcast is sponsored by House of Intuition, a house of love that is there to lift you and inspire you and delight you and give you the tools that you need to take your levels up higher so that you can recognize the power that you are and step into your leadership in a way that allows you to feel secure and safe in your knowledge and your practice. You can take many classes there from many teachers who are experts from all over with so much knowledge to share with you to be able to fine-tune your skills so that you are operating at a pristine level of excellence, as well as amazing candles to clear energies and blockages, powerful crystals and energies and books and all types of things inside the house awaits you. So go ahead, check out House of Intuition at www.houseofintuitionla.com and be inspired and impressed how your intuition has led you there, because you are ready to reclaim and rediscover and shine your power as a leader on earth. Love you.
Human beings have been sharing stories for hundreds of thousands of years, and with those stories came the emotional, spiritual, and physical knowledge of the ancients. Shaman Durek is a third-generation shaman, an evolutionary innovator, and a women's empowerment leader. He's here to bring forth the ancient wisdom of our elders to help heal and bring happiness into our modern society. We're sharing ancient knowledge in modern times in order to put the power back in people's hands. Welcome to the tribe.
It's very, very exciting. We have an amazing show, and I'm so happy you're here, tribal members. We are about to have some serious, amazing energies passing through our consciousness and enlivening our spirit to move through deep levels of our being, awakening understandings within us that only sparks the highest degree of love and truth that emanates from our soul. Isn't that exciting? And I'm so excited that you get to be here to experience that, to witness that, to feel that, and be able to share that with everyone around you, because you're going to glow at the end of this show. You are going to shine. You are going to radiate. You are going to be explosive love. You are going to be a fever of passion. And people who stand next to you or sit with you or talk to you are going to say, oh my God, what happened to your energy? You are vibrant. You are glowing. You are radiant. And you're going to say, I spent time in the tribe and I got filled up with love and power because that is who I am. I am a leader, and I am here to share with you that you are a leader, and we're here to lead this message of love for all women and mankind and for the planet and for the animals and for every living thing. Ow! So this is great. So just remember, never forget what a beautiful gift you are, that you came to earth, that you rose your hand up when we were in the realm of light, and when the great council of elders in the higher realms asked us who would be willing to go on the mission to planet Earth, into a dark region of space on a planet that has density, and that you would have to take a physical form, that you could feel pain, and that you would go through all of these things so you can lift our brothers and sisters out of darkness and back into the light. Who is willing to go on this journey? Who is willing to go on this mission? And you said, yes, I'm willing to go. And they said, even if we get to erase your memory so you can take full accountability of the planet you're on and take full responsibility of being in a human body without full remembrance of where you came from. And you said, yes, I will find my way to my truth, and I will light up in the darkness and send a beacon of light to all of you to say, come and draw the love back on earth. And you were the one who said that. And I have to say thank you for you doing that. Thank you. So if no one has said thank you to you, did no one tell you that they love you today, well, I'm telling you, thank you so much for coming to earth with me and being a part of this wonderful tribe of beings of light and power and leadership to bring grace and love and to lift the veil of illusion so that we can all be in harmony with one another and share this love with everyone I'm honored by you. I love you. Let's start the show. Hi, beautiful souls. It's so wonderful to be here with you. Do you know how excited I get being able to know that I can share all of this knowledge and wisdom with you, that you are listening and learning and becoming the leaders that you were born to be, so that you can lead others into recognizing themselves as leaders, and then we can lead the message together, hand in hand, moving across the field to darkness and shining the lights from our hearts so that we can dissipate the darkness and return it home, so that we can bring forth the new message for the people, an understanding of clarity and grace and beauty and joy and freedom and opulence and splendor that we all so deserve, but yet we have been stricken by darkness and our eyes have been blinded from that which we have been brought into and not been able to wake up from because of the experiences that we take on emotionally. The emotional body is one of the strongest bodies in our four-body system, our physical, our emotional, our mental, and our spiritual. The emotional body actually creates the whole sensation that we feel in our physical body, which is the reason why we believe so strongly in things, because we can feel the pain, or we can feel the joy, or we can feel the fear, or we can feel the hurt or sadness or anger or frustration. And because we feel it, we believe that it's real and that it happened and that it's happening and will continue to happen. But that's not true. You see, our emotions are only gauging the senses of the energy that we are experiencing. But energy is in motion. It's always moving and it's always in flux. That means that anything that has ever happened to you emotionally doesn't need to repeat itself. And the only reason why it repeats itself is because you continue to play the emotion again and again and again by setting up certain circumstances and situations in your life to have that emotion come up again. And therefore, you're rewriting the script of that emotion and running its data through your feeling centers once again. And notice that I said you're running data through your feeling centers. Because the information that you're bringing in, everything is energy. And if everything is energy, there are certain vibrations of energy from high octaves to low octaves to really dense form of energy. And that dense form of energy is what you're experiencing when you're feeling bad or upset or alone or that nothing's working out or things aren't good enough or that you're not good enough and that you are a failure or that you should know better or you should try harder or work harder or be better to get love or to be acknowledged. All of that is coming from dense frequency. Those frequencies are being felt through your emotional body. That means that your emotions are experiencing the energy record of those thoughts or those ideas and turning it into an emotional form. So as you think it, you feel it. And as you feel it, you become it. And therefore, it becomes real to you. So let me give you a different way of looking at that. Let's say, for instance, someone says to you that you're a piece of shit, or that you're a loser, or that you're not good enough, or that you're a horrible mom or horrible dad, or just a horrible person in general, or they say anything mean to you. Well, the first thing that happens is that you have an electromagnetic energy wave around your body, a synthesis of energy frequencies that are coming from the inner part of your thoughts and your emotions, known as your aura. Your aura has four levels: your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. I like to call it the PEMS. The spiritual aspect is the aspect of your spirit self. Most people don't realize that if they've gone through trauma, pain, or suffering, and have got themselves into fear in the process of going through it, they've pushed away their spirit from their body. Therefore, if anyone was to call you a name, if your spirit was strong, that would be dissipated the moment that it came to you, because your spiritual knowledge and wisdom would let you know that it has nothing to do with you. And in fact, it's because the person who is saying what they're saying is sharing with you how they feel about themselves and what is affecting them internally as a poison, a toxin, or a parasite. Therefore, you would not react in the same exact way. In fact, you would find an energy frequency in which to create a disturbance within their pain center or the poison that they're holding on to. And you would create a schism in their system by directly linking an energy that is opposite of what they're experiencing and holding a space for them to be able to gradually change into the energy that you're sending them, which then creates a complete metamorphosis of their being. As we say, a complete change or restructuring of both their mental, emotional, and experiences that they're feeling then become much more open and registered in the place of love. However, when you operate from a place of fear or you react in the need to protect or the need to defend and using the same exact energy frequency that they're sending you in return, it creates what we call a cataclysmic energy exchange. Two energies of the same vibration merging into one another, clashing into one another, like two big semi-rigged trucks running into each other. And I'm sure you know what happens from that point. It's disaster city. Chaos and destruction and everything instills because the two energy forms are exactly the same. Therefore, no energy form is opposite in polarity to be able to change one into love when the other one is coming from a place of discord. So when your aura is strong, when you have a very strong aura and your spiritual body is intact, meaning your spirit is with you, and you are able to dismiss energy that is discordant immediately from your being without even thinking about it or feeling it within your body centers. However, if your spiritual energy is weak or it's not there, and your mental body is the next defense system to decide on its knowledge and wisdom that it has obtained while being on the earth plane, what that means is, anything that you have learned about life, and things you've read, things you've seen and experienced, that you've thought about, the wisdoms that you have captured in your life will decide if the energy that is coming at you is able to pass through the mental or be dismissed upon its arrival. If your mind is strong and held within the light, and you think in high vibe ways, meaning that the vibration of your thought process is so high pitched that any sound resonance of low frequency and density would immediately be dispersed and canceled out from entering into your being. However, if your mind has been plagued with fear and worry, doubt, shame, and all types of thoughts that are low density and frequency, any energy coming from the outside, from another person, group, or anyone would create a mental disturbance and therefore pass right through your mental plane of your being and into your emotions. So not only will you be thinking about what the person said, you will be feeling what the person said. And you have a short window when it comes to your feelings, because the moment you feel something, your body immediately registers it. Not only just registers it, it reacts to it. Your nervous system, your nerves in your body, your syntax nerves, your heart, your stomach, every part of your being now registers the information that is now being brought through your emotions and then creates a complete register of that energy. And then you begin to feel and react immediately to that which is being said to you. This is one of the biggest reasons why people have conflicts, why we have war, why we have any form of discord, because the spiritual and the mental self is not been upgraded, lifted, and elevated so that way anything that's coming from the outside, well, can't affect you. And so in shamanism, we spend a lot of time working our mental and spiritual energies. And when I say working, I'm not talking like a 9-to-5 job where you're working and having to put in the sweat and blood and tears to make something happen. What we're saying is that we spend a lot of time registering, putting our mind into the place where we're able to see what exactly is our thoughts and wisdoms about a certain area that we are going through. And this makes it perfect for us because it gives us the ability to register what type of energies that affect us, our triggers, our responses to those triggers, and why are those triggers actually getting in? Why are they getting into our system? How are they affecting us? Is it because we don't have the right information to stop this trigger? Is it because we don't have the knowledge or the wisdom or the spiritual understanding at a high frequency of thought that we can't limit this energy from entering into our being? You see, the more powerful you are in your thoughts, the more powerful you are in your emotions, and the more powerful you are in your body. See, your body is the last resort that receives information and data from your emotions. So if you say to yourself that you're not a very bright person, then your mind tells that to your emotions, and your emotions then registers that in your body. And then your body changes the chemicals and all of the neurons in your brain to begin to become more and more dull. And you begin to become the very thing that you said. Now, it's not pleasant, I assure you. However, that is the reason why it is so important, beautiful souls, that we speak with clarity to ourselves. If we do not speak with clarity, and that means understanding of truth, having clarity of something that we say to ourselves, such as, I'm not a very bright person. How are you basing this information in truth, in clarity? Is it coming from factual evidence that you actually have, that you can present that you are not a bright person? And are you using the past as a way in which to debate the truth or the validity of what your statement is saying, such as, I am not a very bright person. Is it because something that happened to you in your childhood or something that happened to you in your life, or did you forget something? And if you did, that doesn't mean that you're not bright. It just means that at that time, there are certain things that had many probable factors of why something happened that made you feel like you weren't smart enough or bright enough. It could have been the system itself. A school teacher telling you that you're not ready to move on to another grade and the rest of your classmates are. Or it could have been someone saying to you, you're not so smart after all, and you believe them, and therefore you took on the belief of theirs and made it your own, and therefore explained that to your emotions, and therefore your body made the steps and changes to make sure that you weren't bright at certain moments in your life. You see, because you are a quantum being, a being that is not held in any form of stillness, but is in constant movement and flux, because every molecule and every energy of your body, your atoms, your electrons, your cells in your body, the blood, the bile, the lymph, and everything in your system is in constant movement. Nothing ever stays still. Everything is constantly moving. Even if it may look that way, even on your skin, it may look like your skin is staying still. But I assure you, your skin is releasing and changing all the time. That's why you have to take a shower, because you have to get rid of the dead skin cells, because your body is constantly evolving, constantly releasing, and constantly cleansing itself. That being said, energy is always in motion. And if energy is always in motion, then doesn't that mean you have the right to be able not to use the past as a way to create factual evidence for the reason of what you're saying to yourself so that you can lock it in stone and be right about it? The thing is, if you realize that everything is in motion, then you realize that anything that happened to you in the past can change in the present now and in the probable future just by the way you speak about it right now. So for instance, if I was not a bright person, let's say when I was 13 years old, doesn't mean at the age of 43, I don't have to be a bright person. In fact, I can change my whole entire biochemistry in my being just by changing the way that I suggest to myself or speak to myself or acknowledge myself in this moment. So what I would say is, I love how intelligent I am, and I love how I always figure things out. I'm such a good problem solver. And not only that, I can always see in between things. So I always have a great way of sorting through any complication as it arises. And that makes me a genius. By saying that, in this moment, I've created a high vibration thought. That thought then creates what we call a resonant tone into the emotional body, meaning my mind, my mental body is communicating to my emotions the very thing that I said. That means that my soul is being taught that this is who you are, because the emotions is connected to your soul. So when I say that, the moment I say that, my emotions takes it on as truth. Then my emotion sends the message and the signal codes to my body to change anything to match that frequency. When the resonant frequency is matched, the physical body then sends out experiences in the world to match what all information is coming through my being, meaning all of the output that is coming out of my aura into the physical world is then returning back to me because of that which is coming from within. I'm sure you've heard the saying, from within and from without, that the outer world is your inner world. Well, that's what it means, is that everything that you are projecting from your mind to your emotions to your physical body is being projected into the world, and the world is then projecting it back to you. So if you don't like what you're seeing in the world, it means that it's time for you to change the information and data that you are sharing with your emotional self so that your physical self and your cells and your body and your bones and your muscles and your joints and every part of your biological system is also changing its chemicals, its frequencies, its energies, and the way it is receiving, clearing, cleansing, and rejuvenating and creating new processes of cells and energies through your being. That means that if you are going through some chronic health issue or you are dealing with some type of pain in your body, remember your body is a beautiful instrument. And when it is fine-tuned by the other energies, such as your mind and your emotions and your spirit, your body then will play a beautiful sound, a beautiful tune, a new song with beautiful things that will enlighten, inspire the world. And your body will feel strong and healthy. However, if you're giving distortion to your body through your mind because you're not connecting with your spirit, which has the limitless amount of knowledge from the universe and from creation, the source, and all things of the higher realms, then you are not feeding and nourishing yourself with the proper things that your body needs so that you can live and thrive and adapt while being here on planet Earth. One of the biggest reasons why people have pain and suffering in their life is because they are not using their mind in the right way. Their mind has become vicious. The mind has become a bully. The mind has become a predator. The mind has become the poisoner. The mind has become everything to the emotions that is painful, hurtful, and unfair. The mind has told the emotion so many lies and untruths that the emotion has told the body all of these lies and untruth, and the body has to create poisons and receive bacterias and viruses, and the list continues, and only because you're not thinking correctly. Now, I know you've heard people say not so nice things to you, but you don't have to believe them. And in fact, if you actually begin to realize that every time someone says something to you that's not coming from love, higher frequency of thought, uplifting higher levels of consciousness, better yet, high data, Well, that means that that person is only sharing with you the poison that lives inside of them. Basically, they're crying for help without even realizing they're crying for help. And secondly, it doesn't mean just because they cry for help that you have to jump in and be the one to help them. Again, self-preservation is so important when it comes to understanding the quality and the nature of your being and which you can handle and that which you cannot. You see, self-preservation is the acknowledgement of self through the act and the understanding of self-love. Self-love then dignifies and allows you to edify yourself when you are fulfilled, when you're, how do we say, overflowing with fulfillment from that which you're taking in both from the world and from yourself. Then your overflow of that is what you give away to others. You don't give away things out of your being if you have very little left for you, or you'll become a dry well. And that leads to all types of complications. It is always important for you to remind and remember that you have to preserve yourself first so that you have bounty and you have abundance to be able to share with others. If you are not operating from this level of consciousness, you will become an irritable, unhappy, very stressed out, high levels of anxiety type of person. In most cases, you will have meltdowns, skin problems, inflammation, and the list continues because you are not nurturing and taking care of yourself. And it's not that difficult to do. The first key in taking care of yourself is remembering that you have to be filled up with truth and love all the time. That means that you must look at yourself, see yourself, and ask yourself, is my mind in the highest place of data and information? Am I sharing that with my emotions in the highest way? Am I in touch with my spirit who has limitless levels of information coming from the higher source of intelligence? Therefore, giving me all that I need for sustenance, be able to nurture myself, care for myself, and nourish myself, both my mind and my emotions, so that my physical body and my life is a reflection of that wisdom and love that is always there and never goes away. If you are a person who thinks that you are alone, the only reason why you think you're alone is because you're not honoring and seeing yourself. When you honor and see yourself in all levels of your being, you don't feel alone. You feel a part of everything. You welcome everyone and yourself into the great fold of life. You become to realize that the celebration of life is held within the heart and the mind that allows you to be able to see beyond limitation and recognize yourself being a part of a great family of love that is constant, sustaining, and always remaining. That allows you to be able to soar as high as you want, knowing you're always supported and always cared for. However, when you are operating from incorrect data and information coming into your being, you then begin to register lack, limitation, and you begin to go into scarcity thinking. Scarcity thinking creates poverty, discord, pain, suffering. It creates alienation, and it creates all types of problems, both mentally and emotionally, that can lead to all types of physical problems, stress, as well as complete suicide conscious thinking. Thinking that no one loves you, you don't matter, and so why do you care and why do you bother? Most people who get into the idea of suicide thinking goes into the thought that it would be so much better to kill themselves because no one would care, so which difference would it make? The truth of the matter is it does make a difference because every single living thing is connected to all of us. And as long as we continue to act in separatism and not seeing the truth that we are part of a united family, not just of the human race, but of all living things, We will then begin to reach into higher plateaus of consciousness and raise the bar of understanding and acceptance on our planet to a level where we're able to connect and live in harmony. That way we can create new technologies, new advancements in science, and be able to bring an understanding of our awareness with nature, animals, and with ourselves in a loving and communal way. But until such time, we continue to create discord, alienation, and separation. As you can see with our continents and cities of the world, we have become a species that separates and alienates itself by social class, by the way that we educate ourselves, and by how much someone has obtained and how many likes or popularity someone has garnered in this life alone. People begin to think that they're better or greater than another person. When in truth, if everything was to go away tomorrow, technology, ability to fly on airplanes, the banks didn't mean anything anymore, money had no more value, and none of these things mattered anymore, and all you were left with was you, nature, and other people, what type of tribe would you build? What type of tribe would you be in? And what would you offer that tribe? How would you be a person who is a part of a tribe? And what kind of member of that tribe would you be? Someone who is there to support the tribe. How would you support the tribe if you do not understand the basic understandings of community and how each person is valuable in that community and that there is no greater than, and that we are all equal amongst each other, able to love and see that each of us have something to bring to the tribe so that we all can thrive and survive. If we are to continue to operate in this way where we don't see the power in each other and we keep putting ourselves above each other to feel greater or to feel the less insecurity in our lives, then we have missed the point completely and we will suffer. We will suffer not just because of the fact that we have missed the point, but we will suffer because the member of the tribe that is next to you or in front of you has gifts and experiences and understandings that you do not. And it is through their knowledge and through their abilities that will enrich and enliven and bring support to the tribe so that the tribe can move and live on. This is the way of civilizations for centuries on Earth. If you look at some of the civilizations on Earth that have died out or have not been able to move on, it's because they destroyed their ability to recognize each other as equal and therefore begin to destroy the members of their tribe that had the knowledge and information that they would need in order to survive. In other words, we need each other. I need you. You need me. We need each other. And there's nothing wrong with saying it. Sometimes you get people who will say, I don't need anyone. But the truth is you do. And the only reason why you're saying that you don't is because you've been afraid, you've been hurt, and you're scared to be vulnerable. But vulnerability is the new power structure. It is the ability to recognize what is missing from the equation and how to bring it back into the whole. You see, when you're vulnerable, you're able to feel and connect. You know when something is missing and when something is off, and you're able to connect to it and being able to bring wisdom and understanding and grace into the situation so that harmony and healing can ensue. But if you are not able to recognize that this power inside of you of being vulnerable is the true power that will build new cities and create new lives to live in a way that allows them to thrive without the suffering of pain and chemicals and war and bombs and guns and media attack and all the things that our planet uses against us because of our unwillingness to step into our emotional vulnerability and use our vulnerability as a way to become awakened and awaken in a way that allows us to see and know things greater than that which we would understand because our sensitivities are so heightened in its awareness that we're able to move beyond any form of structure or any form of boundary, or any form of any kind of manipulation of any kind, we would be able to move through it with ease and be able to see the greater whole of the picture and understand how to adapt and make changes in order to bring it to its highest level so that we can grow and evolve and expand as people. Now, as we speak about these things, you have to take into consideration that you have gone through a lot in your life. You have been through ups and downs. I know, I have too. We all have. But we mustn't hold on to those things in the past. We mustn't take a bag of stones and fill it within the bag, one stone of pain after another, and drag that bag around for the rest of our lives. You see, that does nothing. If you carry a bag filled with so many stones, it will weigh you down. It will limit you from movement, and it will put you into a situation where eventually you'll be growing tired and you'll want to sleep, and eventually you'll want to give up, because no one needs to be carrying a bag of stones around and causing them to feel like the whole world is weighing down on them. It is not necessary for us to do that as human beings. In fact, the greatest thing that we can do for our evolution is to let go. That's right. Let go. That means we have to let go of the energies that we hold on to. We have to let go of everything that shows up. Take a look at the ocean, for instance. And one of the greatest things that I've learned in shamanism is to use nature as a reflection of our growth. If you watch the ocean, do you ever see the waters come and stay? If it did, we'd all die. The water itself would then become murky and filled with sickness and disease and bacteria and viruses, because the water in motion allows things to be cleansed and cleared. So that way, the new energies are being brought in. If the water was to stay still, it would become stagnant and filled with all types of impurities that would make it impossible for the water to evaporate into the air and then being brought to us to nature. The water would be poisonous. And when the water would land upon the earth, the trees and the flowers would be poisoned by all of the bacteria and viruses and stuff inside of the water, and that the animals would eat it and fall sick. And we would fall sick as well, because we eat from the earth ourselves. Therefore, the whole entire ecosystem would fall apart and we would become non-existent, extinct, a species that cannot survive if everything is not moving and flowing into one another. That is why it's important to let go. Your body was not meant to hold on to all these stones of pain, to all these boulders and rocks that you carry inside of different organs, different parts of your skin, and your thoughts and your emotions, and different areas of your body. You see, we are a species that has to follow the flow of the ocean. We have to take in and then let go. Take in and then release. Like the breath. The breath follows the ocean. It's inhale and exhale. It's inhale and exhale. As the ocean goes in, the ocean goes out. Something is brought in and something is released and let go. We must follow this process. If we follow this process in our lives, we will have so much burden released from our beings. You would see less people sick and in hospitals, and less people having all types of mental disorders, from dementia to Alzheimer's to bipolar to ADD to you name it. These things would become non-existent anymore for our race and for our culture. Why? The human race, which is a part of our culture, is to believe that we have to hold on to everything, use it as a way to define the power that we are, define how much we've gone through, how much we suffered. Look at how much I've gone through. Look at how much I've learned. Look at how much I've this and look at how much I've that. And we use all of the collection of these stones as a way to, how do we say, put ourselves up on a scoreboard and figure out how evolved we really are, or look at why we deserve to have a good life because look how much pain we've instilled, or look how hard we were willing to work and how much suffering I went through. This is the reason why I deserve to have a good life and have money in my pocket. You see, we use all of the past experiences as ways to identify ourselves in the now. This is a huge mistake for our evolution. You see, as we hold on to all of these things, we create what is called stagnant awareness or stagnant energy frequencies within our body known as effluvia, negative cellular memory blockage. It means that your body cannot move and evolve into levels that it wants to evolve in. That means that even if you're reading books or you're going to workshops or you're going to Vipassana or you're doing anything that you think is actually supporting you, as long as you're choosing to hold on to all of those things in the past, all of the emotions of pain and all of these things in your body, you will still be operating at the same tonal frequency, both mentally and emotionally, no matter what you take in. You will keep regressing backwards to the thing that you have not let go. That means what? You'll hear sometimes people will say, but I went to this workshop. I did all this work on myself. I did all these things. I can't believe I'm still going through this. That's because you've never let go of it. See, if you let go of it, the new data and information can take hold. And the old information and stuff you let go, much like the ocean, much like your breath. You see, as you breathe in, you breathe out toxins. As you breathe in, you take in new oxygen for the body, which gives you life, which allows all of your electrodes and your synapses and the electrical energies in your body to move through your system to bring oxygen to your blood. And as you let go, you're breathing out toxic energies, things you no longer need, and that goes back into the ecosystem, and the trees and all of nature takes it in and brings you more oxygen. It's a beautiful symbiosis, a wonderful gathering of energy that allows us to support one another. That is why it's so important for us to love our planet and love our trees and love our flowers and love the animals on Earth, because they are all a part of our system. We're going to find out in the future that a lot of animals that we've killed and affected their lives are a lot of the reasons why we have a lot of mental problems and health problems arising here on Earth, because we are not being stewards of the Earth. We're not being stewards of ourselves. And vice versa. If we're not being stewards of ourselves, we're not going to become stewards of the earth. So either which way you go, it always goes the same way. Somewhere in between, we have to make a decision. Either it's for the earth or for ourselves. We have to be stewards. That means that we have to be ones who govern love and an opportunity to see the beauty and the love and the delicateness and all that is necessary between ourselves and nature. That means we must be stewards. We must be the ones who tend to take care of and nurture ourselves, both nurture of nature and nurture of self, in order to have equilibrium, to have balance. You see, this is when we're able to reach into higher levels of understanding and consciousness. This is actually when we begin to really say, as a species, we are awakened. Are we truly awakened? I'd say semi-awakened. Yes, we can do yoga and drink green juices, and we can climb mountains and go to India and do Vipassana and learn all the different chants that you have in Hindu culture. And we can bow to Mekke and pray to Jesus, and we can do all the things that we think are going to make us spiritual beings. But to truly and be a really awakened person, it means for us to be stewards to the earth and stewards to ourselves. That means to love that which God created. Love that which God created without fear, without any form of holding back or limiting yourself with excuse or prejudice or anything. It means to love what God created wholeheartedly without any distortion of labels, fears, ideas, concepts, or anything placed upon it. That means just love what God created. Love the animals, love the earth, love yourself. It's really simple, but yet we make it so difficult, and it doesn't have to be. And why do we make it difficult? Why do we make it so difficult that we can't just love the earth, love animals, and love ourselves and create this beautiful, amazing symbiosis of energy that brings the container of love with all of life into harmony so that we are able to sustain ourselves without illness and sickness and pain and war and suffering and all of these things? And why? Why do we think it's okay to hurt our own kind, to hurt animals, and to hurt nature? It's like basically we've been given this amazing gift called life, and people are not honoring the life code. The life code, that same code that women hold in their bodies. That whole reason why women carry children for all those months is to get them to see the value and appreciation in bringing life into this dimension. That in itself should be the teaching of all people on earth. Honor the life code. Honor the value of life and be a steward unto life. That is when we actually begin to see and witness true power. That is when we can say as a species of people, not after we do yoga classes or drink green juices, not after we have been able to chant with our Gohanzen or be able to climb the highest mountain or do everything and everything that we think makes us spiritual. It is when we are able to recognize that spirituality is the truth of evolving, not just ourselves, but the planet and all living things. It means that we as a species honors the value and love of the life code. That means that all mothers teach their children more so than learning anything they can learn in school. Is the value of the life code. When we value the life code, oh my, what a world we will see. How we will be able to see life, how the world will change. We will take and dismantle bombs and guns and all types of nuclear warheads. We will change our school systems, our education, the way we interact with nature. We will change our whole entire construction and architecture to invite nature into our homes. Allergies will no longer be necessary because all of the imbalances will become into harmony for the greater good of all of life. That means life will giveth unto life, and life will giveth unto life, and life will giveth unto life again. That's what I'm speaking about. That is the power and the principle that we are able to achieve if we just start right now in our lives and say, I honor the life code. The life code I honor. I am a steward of myself. I am a steward of animals, and I am a steward of the earth, of all living things. I am a steward of all living things, and I honor the life code. This is the most powerful, most poignant, most mind-blowing, most high-level thinking you can provide yourself for your evolution, for your children, for your family, for everyone on planet Earth. If we truly want to be the spiritual masters that we truly are, it means that we must honor the life code. We must honor life. By honoring life, we honor creation, and therefore we are in harmony with our soul. That is what our soul wants for us. And that is what we need from our soul and from all of life is to be able to be in harmony with all that is. Isn't it wonderful? Can't you see how beautiful and miraculous and how life-transforming that is for us to be able just to take that into our meditation daily, which is to honor the life code, be a steward to ourselves, to nature, to animal, to all living? Oh, that is so wonderful. So as we begin to embark upon that level of learning and that lesson of learning, we then begin to lift ourselves into the stratosphere of consciousness, where we begin to think outside of the human awareness, and we begin to move into an elevated consciousness that allows us to not just see planet Earth, but we then are able to see other galaxies and other dimensions, and as well as be able to create technology that allows us to travel to those galaxies and dimensions because we are honorable of our own planet and our own species and our own life that lives and breathes and moves through us and from us. That gives us true prosperity, true abundance, true joy, true freedom, true life. Think about that just for a moment. Will you do that little thing for me? Just think about that. What that looks like in your own life. Can you feel that inside of your body? The code of life asking you to draw your heart and your attention upon it. Can you just for a moment see how nature is asking for you to see that? Animals are asking for you to see that. Just for a moment, can you see the beauty in the life code? And that having this reverence, this value, this love for the life code, it will change our relationship with creation. It will change our relationship with each other. It will change our relationship with the planet itself, with Gaia, with Pachamama, with our Divine Mother. Yes. It will bring so much abundance, so much into our lives that it will overflow. And we will only want to create technology and advancements so that we can share it with other planets in other galaxies. The knowledge of this truth. It is truly something else, my darlings. Truly something else. So we are on this journey of awakening these deep, profound places within us that go beyond the superficial and the mundane and take us deeper into the void of space so that we may be a traveler, a person who is able to take a journey into the unknown and discover great wisdom, new colors, new ideas, new patterns, new life. We have the power in us to create this world into something magnificent. And all it takes for us to do is to just place our mind on that which is so simple and yet so transformative and recognize the beauty of life in everyone and everything. So much that your heart wants to just burst with joy and tears of sadness for the joy that you feel, for the love that you feel, for the vulnerability that you feel, for this awakening of truth that makes your eyes see the truth of life living in all things, that we begin to create a new understanding of the word reverence and a new understanding of the word devotion. Where we begin to wake up and recognize that we can create a new human being that operates from the place of love of the life code, and understands the value of all things living and understands how this value creates a complete global community that it thrives to share its knowledge and its wisdom and its ability for love with other beings in other galaxies, where we reach beyond the limitations that were created in the past and we have let go of those limitations and lift ourselves into this great unity, this celebration, this dance of the stars, of all planets and all beings off-world, to recognize that we are a species that is able to create community, not just with our beings on Earth, but with the galaxy itself. This will then bring down the filters that are around our planet, that are being held by the dense consciousness and fears that we've been holding. Fear of our own kind makes us fear others, and fearing others makes us create ourselves into a bubble of that fear, so that we can be blinded and not see any other thing only but ourselves. Once we are able to move beyond this limitation and see into the depth with clarity, we will begin to unlock the doors of mystery and bring mystery into understanding with wisdom. We will then begin to bring down the curtain and allow ourselves to see the true universe as it truly is, and true Earth as it truly is. For now, our eyes are only filtered with all of the mass filters that have been given to us through our ancestors and through all those who came before us, who have bought into the lies and superficialness of humanity. No more will we stand aside and allow these things to plague us, limit us, and hold us back from the power that is in each of us. We are leaders, and we are here to lead, not the people, but the message of love, the message of the life code, the message of stewardship, the message of joy and elation and pleasure and bliss and ecstasy, as being able to be sustainable in human awareness, in planetary awareness, in global communication. We do not have to live in fear and in threat of our own kind. An animal should not have to live in fear, and the nature should not have to live in the constant flux if we are going to bring love one day or bring terror the next. We must lift ourselves from these iniquities that we cast upon ourselves and reach into an understanding of deep awareness, the deep awareness that is necessary for us to see the totality of our being. It is only then shall we be able to embark upon something greater than what we've experienced up to date. That we are just spinning on a record player, a wheel of suffering that we can get off if we are willing to change the way in which we see life and the value of life and the continuation of life, not just as a human being, but all of life. This is the true ascension that so many people speak about in the new conversations that are being brought forth here on Earth. This is the rising of the Christ consciousness that so many religious people talk about, the second coming of Christ. You see, it is not about the second coming of Christ. It is about the love that Christ exuded, which is unconditional love and sacrifice of that love. All of these things that humans utilize as their spiritual teachings will all come to make sense when they remove the tyranny and the lies and all the things to do with anger and fear and all of that, and look at the preciousness that God has given us, the sacred seed of life, that which groweth the tree of life and bears fruit for us to eat and partake of, so that we can live in understanding of the wisdom of what it means to be a walking, living, breathing, functioning, thinking, feeling God. This is what allows us to recognize the power that we are. You want to talk about magic. You want to talk about power. You want to talk about moving obstacles out of your way. There will be nothing that can stand in front of you of dense form. There will be no dense frequency that you cannot change, lift, or remove into a different energy form and change its occurrence just by your thought alone. There will be no suffering that you cannot change or reverse because you have the power and understanding of the energetic principles of the planetary Earth and nature and your body, as well as the universal knowledge that allows you to tap into these subtle energy forms and change the grid patterns that give you the ability to change a cell or remove a poison or clear a virus or mend a bone or fix the body or the brain to communicate and connect so that someone can get out of a wheelchair and walk again. We have that ability and we have these powers, but we must embrace the life code, for inside that seed holds all the wonders and awes of our Creator. And that is where we must put our focus. That is what we must remember when we're in conversations with people. That is what we must remember when people act out of character and do things to us and hurt us, and things that we see in life where we lock people up in prisons and we don't have rehabilitation centers to support allowing people to come out of the darkness and into the light. So I say, don't look at the darkness and give power to it with your mind and with your words. Look at the light in everything, in everyone, and look beyond the light into the seed of the life code, the value and preciousness of life, and see the power of creation inside that seed that is asking for your love, asking for your stewardship to plant that seed so that it may grow into a mighty tree and bring sustenance to all life. We have the power to do this, and we have the power now to do this. So turn away from the news. Turn away from conversations with friends on the tables that speak about things that are not necessary for the mind to partake, things that only should be lifting you to higher levels of frequency of thought. Turn away from scary movies that put thoughts in your head of doomsday and suffering and pain and anguish, and that you can't trust your fellow brother and sister. Turn away from these things. These are manipulations of the system. Manipulations that are there to tear you down and create within you doubt and fear so that you will act upon it when called to act upon it through certain events that will take place on the earth, governed by systems that want to keep you as sheep and make you stay in a place of fear so that you can be controlled and they can continue to sell you things, to get you to focus on things that are not important, to put your energy on the coolest and latest celebrity and what they're wearing and buying and all of these things, which are so not necessary for the evolution of women and men and for the planet and for animals and for this region of space that we came to inhabit on this planet, to draw this planet into becoming a star nation, a place for other beings to connect and share knowledge and go out into the universe and look for other realms of darkness that we reside in now and bring light and say the same words that were said to us when we arrived, let there be light. You are that light, my darlings. And that light is bright. And that light is powerful. And that light has the spectrum of all colors. That light has wisdom and grace and beauty and every type of intelligence you can think of. That light can shine through darkness. of the darkest, darkest, darkest regions and bring forth love in its truth on high. It lives in you. It is you. Don't you forget that. Don't forget who you are. Stop playing small. Stop being caught up in petty conversations. Stop trying to prove you're right over someone who wants to prove they're right. It's not necessary. You don't need that. That's a waste of time and energy. Your focus must be on the light of truth. The redemption of the humankind, of our love, and our ability to bring sustenance to all life. We must see the new dawn come. And it is here at the horizon of our thoughts, waiting for us to go further into that place of darkness, to waken and watch the light rise in the dark place as the sun rises on the morning. This is what our soul is waiting for us to go to that place in our consciousness, into the darkness to watch the sun rise. That is the glory of life. From this day forth, let all of your burdens go. Cry them out. Set a time aside, a time for you to cry and release these things for good. Put it on your calendar. Set a clock that today I am going to cry, a reminder. Today is the day I'm going to release the pain of my childhood. I'm going to release the pain of this painful relationship. I'm going to release the pain of this difficult situation I went through in business. This pain that I feel in my body that's causing me dis-ease. This pain that I'm feeling in my heart that is making me close myself and become numb to the world and become crass and become vicious and irritable and angry. I'm going to release that pain and I'm going to do it on this day, and it's on my calendar and I mark the date because I am ready to understand the teachings of shamanism, to look towards the ocean as my teacher and give me the grace that I seek, where I can wake up in the new dawn. This is what I know is possible for you. I love you. And thank you for being you always. What an amazing, amazing, amazing show. I'm so happy to be able to share this with you and to be able to know right now that you are filled with so much love and knowledge and wisdom to ready just by listening. You are already making the changes just by listening. Your entire cells, your mind, your emotions, every part of your being has already started making the changes and shifts in your life. I'm so happy that you joined the tribe. I'm so happy that you're part of this tribe. I have so many gems and diamonds and rubies and amazing things to share with all of you. It just makes me so excited. All I can say is, woo! It's so great. It's a wonderful thing, a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to see you step into your leadership, because you're a leader. You are a leader, not a follower. You are a leader, and you've come to lead the message of love forth and to help others step into their leadership so that we can all walk together hand in hand and shine our love into darkness and bring the darkness into the light and shine this planet with so much light that it blasts through the darkness in this region of space, and this becomes a light kingdom. And it is possible. And I know it's happening. And it's happening every time you lift that vibration. so beautiful and so wonderful. I'm so happy. And words can't express how I feel about you and this tribe and how all of us in the life are making so many wonderful choices to bring life in such a beautiful place that we can all enjoy and be in splendor with each other. So thank you for being a part of Ancient Wisdom today. And I also encourage you to go to shamandurek.com and take a look at my meditational downloads. I've got some really great things there for you. You can also follow me on Instagram, in Facebook, and as well as Twitter. And also, please do me a favor. The more people we can reach with these messages, the more people that we can inspire for change, it all happens. All you have to do is invite people to come and listen to Ancient Wisdom today. Also, leave, if you will, with my love and heart in these words, leave a review about how this affects your life. Give me the stars that you feel that really enriches yourself in this beautiful podcast that I've created for our tribe to grow and to continue to have the tools that it needs to become the leader that you were born to be. So please leave a review and give us beautiful stars, because you're a star and everything in the planet is shining its light and its happiness and joy for the fact that you are listening to these words from the ancients, from the elders, and drawing it into your life as you live today. So thank you so much. I love you so much. I'm hugging you, I'm kissing you, I'm lifing you, I'm loving you, I'm honoring you, I value you, I see you, I know you, I remember you. Thank you, tribal member. Until next show, bye.